ladies and gentlemen.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
WA's here.
Got the feeling right now.
It goes like this.
Good morning, WA. Happy Friday. Happy Grand Final Eve.
No one calls it that.
I bet they do.
Well, I guess it is. It technically is. Also, don't forget double demerits. That's what really matters this weekend. Mm. But, yeah, grand final tomorrow. Richmond Tigers, look, they've won it before, right? So I think the whole of Australia really is like, oh,
can't
the Giants could do it. You know, like everyone I've asked has said, look, it would be nice to see GWS win. And it would. Yeah. It would be nice to see them win. Because obviously they haven't won one yet. So it would be nice.
And it'd be very nice for the AFL to be like, yes, one of these teams work.
Yeah.
One of these new teams.
One of them did it.
One's not a complete cluster.
We actually put a poll up on our Facebook page and we asked you guys, who do you think will win? And then we've got bonus points if you can guess the correct margin.
Mm.
And I've just voted myself just to see, you know, what we've got.
Yeah.
46% and 54%. So this is very close. It's almost a 50-50.
Wow, that's closer than I expected.
I know. So 46% Richmond. So, Giants are currently winning in our poll. People really want GWS to win. And the majority of the comments, there's about 50 comments on there, and I would say about 30 of them are people saying that the Giants will win by this many points.
Wow.
But all of them are quite close. Everyone reckons it'll be a close one.
I really thought that people would be, because Richmond are the red hot favourites.
Yeah,
right? Everyone's like GWS, massive underdogs, but people are right on the bandwagon.
Yeah, I think because
people
want to see it.
Want them to win, not that they think they will.
They want to see it happen. And also, we have said on the thing, bonus points if you can guess. If someone on there has gotten it correct, we don't actually have bonus points for you. We don't have anything.
Oh, no, we give you all the bonus points.
you can have infinite bonus points. Yeah, and then they'll be like, yes, I've got those bonus points right in my pocket.
I'll use those one day. I'll cash those in.
There's nothing to give you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's a terrible rewards program. Yeah. Flybys is literally better than this.
Yeah.
It's the Jesse and Jules with Sian catch-up on Hit FM.
Toasties.
Yeah,
love a good toasty. We want to know what you like in your toasty, and that's because someone's posted a thing about spaghetti and beans in their toasty, and half the world thought it was disgusting.
Yeah, everyone outside of Australia was like, what are you doing?
What is going on here? So we want to know what's in your toasty, but Alicia from the Hit Squad actually just hit me up as well over text and said, I love leftover spaghetti bolognese, cheese, and sriracha sauce, you know, that hot sauce that you put with it.
Yeah.
See, I've had the leftover spaghetti in a toasty, and that's good. It's better than having tinned spaghetti in your toasty.
True.
Because it's the real deal spaghetti.
And add that cheese in.
Yeah.
I mean, cheese always in a toasty. If it's a toasty without cheese,
who's doing it without cheese?
What are you doing?
Weird.
On 13, 12, 16, Adam from Boyner, what are you putting in your toasty, mate?
I'm fully eating a ham and cheese toasty right now. it's on rye bread.
Oh, yeah.
It's from the Coffee Joy drive-thru in Boyanup.
And is that a thing that you'll get, like, quite a few times a week?
Next question.
Mate, quick question on the rye bread, all right? I've never had rye bread before. Is that a health choice from you, or is it it just makes the toasty a bit better?
Yeah, it's just so much better.
Yeah, right.
Mine's got rye bread on it now, but that's just because white bread.
The one that you're making at the moment?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never had rye bread in my life before.
Wow, I can tell. No, I'm just kidding. Dirty before
6:30. But right now, the stories that are just a little bit more adult, so they're early in the show, away from little ears. Now, Shanos, you're going to...
Yeah, I've actually got the Dirty Before 6:30 today, and it's because I've started reading an article from The Sun in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
Someone had written into their advice column because he was complaining that his package was a bit too big and it was affecting his life, and his girlfriend could only do the dirty once a week.
Oh, wow.
She had to recover and whatever. So anyway, they thought...
I mean, first world problems.
Yeah. So they thought, this guy can't be the only one. They ended up putting a thing out, interviewing these...
putting a thing out?
Anyway. So there's three guys that have come forward and said, I'm going through this as well.
Yeah, right.
And they're 31, 23 and 23. So they're all, you know, young dudes.
Younger blokes.
Some of the quotes that I've read from these men with large packages. One of them, Joe, 31. To me, size does matter. Mine has made me very confident in every aspect of life, from getting changed in the gym to impressing a new partner. Good for you, Joe.
Good.
Sounds like a hard life.
Yeah, and then, tough times for you, Joe.
Yeah, Chris, 23. I've had girls who have refused to do the dirty with me because my package is too big. One even needed to go to hospital for treatment because I accidentally injured her down below.
What was this
and
bloke's name?
All of these experiences have really scarred me. Chris. Poor Chris.
Yeah, poor Chris.
Poor Chris.
I feel and like then, Chris might be embellishing a little bit.
No.
Like, you're not
she
going
had to go to hospital.
She had to go to hospital. Like, what do you turn up to hospital and you're like, well, you'll never believe this, dog.
You'll not believe this.
Literally, you won't believe this.
Yeah. And then lastly, Joe, 23. Growing up, I always had to get trousers tailored around the crotch area.
Oh, come on, Joe.
This is just all babies fit, mate. Babies fit through there, okay? Babies are going to come out,
also,
and your thing is not bigger than a baby.
I'm just thinking, like, I had to get pants tailored. How awkward is the thing? It's like, so, mate, I need some pants made up.
Yeah,
but
right?
I just need really large zipper on the floor.
Yeah.
Jesse and Jules with Sian on Hit FM, the best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Sian. Probably.
When have you worn the wrong thing? Now, this is because a group of girls haven't been let into their formal because their dresses were apparently a little bit too short. So, when have you worn the wrong thing? There's a lot of times where this could have happened.
Yeah, well, I mean, any dress-up party you've ever been to,
anything.
A wedding, anything where there's a dress code and there's an expectation set.
Yeah, maybe the invite said fancy dress and so, you know, you ended up dressing as, you know, I don't know.
Gretel Colleen, the octopus out of
something
the
like that.
Singer,
yeah, one of those outfits. And they just
fancy.
Mean, yeah, fancy. So everyone's wearing suits.
Greg from Margs, when did you wear the wrong thing?
Oh, I had a staff wind up at the end of the year and all the crew at work were talking it up for weeks and weeks. And this is my first year with them. So, you know, I was getting pretty excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the theme was pimps and pros.
Oh,
so,
no.
So I've gone absolutely to town and whacked on this red pimp suit with a, you know, all the leopard skin lapels and the hat and the old fake snake skin shoes.
Yeah,
And I rock up to this party and every single other person is in white, cricket whites, everybody.
Oh, what? Why?
Yeah, they stitched me up, mate.
That's wow.
Oh, that's
good. A good stitch up. The entire office to be on board for months. That's really good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I even pimped up my car and had lights.
No way. Not only have they got an office where everyone will actually get on board and keep the secret for months, but they've picked the best person in the world to do it to, mate.
Yeah, absolutely.
This guy's going to go all out. What can we do here?
You guys ready? You versus us, powered by Optus. Make the switch and get 3 months free for your mobile.
Leah from Bunbury, who would you like to take on this morning?
Jesse.
Alrighty. Let's
You're up,
do it.
Quizmaster Shanos.
I am the Quizmaster.
Leah, buzz in with your name. If you get the question wrong, one of us, which one of us gets it wrong, the other one gets a free crack at it.
All right, beautiful. So get ready with your buzzers, people. The first one is a multiple choice. Which toy company has just released a range of gender-neutral dolls? A, Fisher-Price. B, Mattel. C, Barbie.
Leah?
Yep, what do you reckon?
The first one?
Unfortunately not. All right, so Jesse, is it B, Mattel, or C, Barbie?
I'm going to say Mattel.
Yeah, it is.
Good doesn't job. Mattel make Barbie?
Yes.
I know way too much about Barbies.
There you go, I think so. So, all right, good job. Number two is a...
kids tea.
Number two is a true or false.
Okay.
Perth is closer to Singapore than it is to Canberra.
Jesse. Leah?
Oh, go Leah.
Leah, what do you reckon it is?
I'm just thinking.
Buzzed prematurely.
All right, I'm going to give you... Wait, did you say false?
Yeah, I'm just going to guess and say false.
Mate, I'm so sorry. That is wrong.
Is it true?
It is true. Good job.
Oh, I've gone two zip up here, Leah.
All right, so you need this one to stay in the game, Leah. Number three... Which former Aussie cricketer was the second celebrity to be revealed on
Jesse.
Channel 10's The Masked Singer? Jesse.
Brett Lee.
Yeah, it is Brett Lee, yeah. But it doesn't
Sorry,
matter.
Leah,
I like you, so let's just give you a chance to get on the board here. Okay. Number four is a multiple choice. Which soccer great won the FIFA Men's Player of the Year award this week? A, Cristiano Ronaldo. B, Lionel Messi. C, David Beckham.
Leah.
Yep, which one?
Lionel Messi.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, she's on the board.
You're a genius.
Leah, thanks for playing, mate. Have a great weekend.
Nah, you too.
No worries. That one's back again on Monday. $100 up for grabs. All thanks to the guys at Optus. You can make the switch and get 3 months free for your mobile.
It's the Jesse and Jules with Sian catch-up on Hit FM.
Because it is R&B Friday, Sianos, It's time to battle.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
The worst rap battle you will probably ever hear. Welcome to it, ladies and gentlemen.
Can't be worse than last week.
Not for me. I got absolutely smoked last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, and that's just because I did, okay. I was very average. And then, unfortunately for you, just a little stuff up just ruined the entire verse.
Completely capitulated.
Oh,
fell
yeah.
Fell apart. Now, I've got a bit of a special weapon this week. I think I'm going to sort you out. We got okay. Jamie from Kalgoorlie on the phone to judge. Are you feeling judgy this morning, Jamie?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, ready to judge you both.
Yeah, that's what we
good.
Like to hear.
I love being judged. Okay. Mine's quite easy this week.
As reigning champion, I feel as though you should set the tone.
Yeah, okay. And also because I know that yours is going to be much harder. Mine is just
I've had to redeem myself. I've had to go really hard this week.
Mine's way too easy. But we'll give it a go anyway.
All right, here you go.
Luda. When I was 13, I had my first love. There was nobody that compared to my baby, and nobody came between us that could ever come above.
Oh.
She had me going crazy. Oh, I was starstruck. She woke me up daily. Don't need no Starbucks. She made my heart pound and skip a beat when I see her on the street and at school on the playground. But I really want to see her on the weekend. She knows she got me crazing because she was so amazing. And now my heart is breaking, but I just keep on saying.
Damn. Oh. Ooh,
baby, baby, baby. Ooh. Yeah.
All right. Thoughts, Jamie?
That was amazing. All the boys on the tools have put tools down and we're all just having a bit of a groove to that.
Thank you. I'm also wearing sunnies at the moment just to really get in the vibe.
She's really vibing it up in the studio.
Yeah, I'm also sweaty now.
Okay, so this is my special weapon song this week.
Okay.
And this is like a classic for me. It's not really rap, but it kind of is rap a little bit.
Sure, so you're cheating.
So pretty much cheating.
Okay. Yesterday, you've forgiven me, but
it'll still be today till I say I'm sorry. Hold it now and watch your hood wink. Doesn't make you stop think. You think you're looking at Aquaman. A summer fish to the dish. Oh, I like the chalet swish. I like the sushi because it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes because I'm all about value. Burt Camper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits. You try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a fake. I like a stinking neck and shake. I like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show because then you'll know the vertigo is gonna grow so dangerous that you have to sign a waiver. I can't help it if I think you're funny when you're mad. Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, but you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been
1 week since you looked at me. Whoa. Okay, Jamie from Cal, what do you reckon of that?
That was very, very impressive. I'm surprised that Jesse managed to keep it going the whole time.
I actually had a little bit of stumble in the middle there, and so I was like, ugh, hold it together.
That was cool.
You covered it up. I didn't hear it.
Okay, the moment of truth, Jamie. Who gets to win this week?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with... Sorry, just doing a quick straw poll with all the guys here. It looks like Jesse's got it this week.
Yeah, I'll pay that.
Bang! I really needed redemption this week. I really did.
Yours was harder than mine. Yours required a lot more talent and skill.
Been storing that one up for a long time. Saving that one up for when I needed it.
Yeah.
And it's come home, just like GWS is going to be this weekend.
Busselton Central Shopping Centre, an exciting place for the whole family to shop.
Janos, massive day in Melbourne tomorrow.
What's going on? And something to do with fashion?
Yeah, probably something like that. actually, in Greater Western Sydney, which is something I'd never expected to say about an AFL Grand Final, we got Adrian Barrett from Channel 7 on the phone to take us through it all. Mate, this is bigger than we expected it was going to be in WA.
Yeah, the Giants are there, so the AFL is pretty happy, I think, because their quest is to conquer the western suburbs of Sydney, which is about as big as Perth, the western suburbs of Sydney. Lots of great stories. Stephen Cornelio from Perth couldn't make it, fell on his own sword and did the right thing. Said, boys, I won't be able to play, I won't be able to finish the whole game. So that was magnificent. And Matt DeBoer got discarded by Fremantle, thrown on the scrap heap, and then got sent a lifeline, and now I'd be tagging Dusty Martin in the biggest game of the year. So lots of great stories. Now,
speaking of Fremantle, just quickly, because they are my team, can you please help me out and just tell me, when are they going to be in the grand final again?
That is the great unknown, Charlie.
Why are you guys laughing?
The problem is that some teams have, like, you look at St Kilda, they haven't won since 1966. So it can, these droughts can extend for a very, very long time. So I was thinking about Matthew Pavlich, actually, today. I was thinking, gee, Marlon Pickett, no games. Premiership player. Pav, 350 games, no premiership. It's just depends, you know, where you are and how lucky you are, doesn't it?
With Marlon Pickett, so he's a WA boy, and he was playing in the VFL Grand Final for him last weekend, and he got best on ground. How do you reckon he'll go in an AFL Grand Final for his first game?
Well, it's definitely a punt because normally they give the blokes a week off from the VFL if they're going to put them in the team.
Yeah.
And two guys arrested, Jack Ross and Camden McIntosh, Perth boy. And those guys got arrested, didn't play in the VFL Grand Final. And in the end, the club said, you know what? Marlon Pickett was so good in the VFL Grand Final. He was best on ground. We're going to throw him in for his first ever game. He's going to make his debut in a Grand Final. And it's just such a great story of redemption and believing, self-belief and discipline and doing it for your kids. It is the story of the finals now.
If you were the other two blokes, you would be absolutely gutted. Wild. Didn't even get a run.
Apparently, Jack Ross, his dad, had to leave work. He couldn't stay at work yesterday. He was so upset when he heard his son wasn't playing.
Oh my gosh.
And Camden McIntosh, he'd be a Monty to come home now. Wouldn't he be at Dockers or West Coast next year? Because he's played like two games since they won the premiership a couple of years ago.
So,
that'd be devastating. There's always, Sean, there's always sad stories, isn't there? There's always people who miss out.
Someone's got to miss out,
Well, the great stories are going on because the Tigers would be favourites to win too.
Yeah. Now, before we let you go, mate, can we get a tip from you? This is the all-important question. Does GWS have any hope?
I don't know. I'm tossing my coin. I'm actually going to tip the Giants, I think, just maybe because they've got momentum.
Yeah.
4 weeks in a row, they're going and everyone's sort of behind them where they are, and there's a lot of excitement. Reminds me of the Eagles of 1992. You know, mind you, we lost in 91 to win in 92, so sometimes you've got to lose one. But, okay, I'll go the Giants in a close one.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that as well. Like, no one gave them a hope against Collingwood, so I'm with you there, mate. And I think that's probably a hopeful tip from me.
Yeah, you're a good judge, though, Jesse. I've noticed, having worked with you now, that you know a bit about footy. So
oh, mate, around. You're very, I think, maybe too generous, I think.
He's just guessing. He has no idea what's going on.
Mate, thanks you for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Anytime. See you guys. Have a great weekend.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.